Title: Resurrection Equals Victory. It's resurrection time, isn't it? Yes, it is. Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I think sometimes we think we know. I think back in my growing up days, always been a church person, always went to church, but never really had an understanding of the resurrection. I knew Jesus, you know, he died for me, and I knew he rose, but I didn't know what all that really meant for me. And I don't know where all you are at and those by the internet, but there is so much to it. The Bible says that you had to have a blood sacrifice for everything to be taken care of sin-wise. But you know, for the Holy Spirit to then come to us, Jesus had to raise again and resurrect. Because then as he was resurrected, it's almost like God said, ha, 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 ha. And then sent the Holy Spirit to us. But what's exciting about it is that power that Jesus walked on earth with, he gave to each and every one of you and I. And that resurrection power gives us the victory. And there's so many avenues and so many areas that we can talk about in this. And I just sat down the last couple of days and wrote some things out. But it gives us victory. And we have been placed in right standing because of the resurrection. Now, Jesus died, but to finish that, he had to be raised from the dead. There had to be a resurrection for all that to come in place to work in our life. So when you look at that, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now, we've got to understand that without him, we are not righteous. But with him, we are righteous. But we've also got to understand that we've been justified. In other words, I have been pronounced righteous because of the blood. I have been pronounced righteous because of the blood and because of the resurrection and then because the Holy Spirit's inside of me. And what's so exciting about it is we have been reconciled to Christ. Now, a lot of people say, well, what does it mean to be reconciled? To be reconciled is the debt has been paid. Now, if the sentence has been paid, if the wrath has been paid, I will never, ever have to pay that. Now, this is all through resurrection. I don't care how bad I'm going to be. I don't care the mistakes that I made in the past or the mistakes I'm making tomorrow. That has nothing to do with the blood of Jesus, nothing to do with the resurrection. What I do doesn't change that. And this is something you've got to adjust in your mentality because we for so long have been taught that if we make a mistake, we have to repent and hope that he forgives us. We have to do things to make him happy. And all of this is taken care of in the process of the death and the resurrection. It's all covered. Hallelujah. But you've got to really change your mindset. I was reading an article today on it. It's just like, you really got to think about this. I am forgiven. I am righteous. It doesn't matter what I do, because I have nothing to do with it. See, the way the enemy snuck in, he's got to the place where you've got to do for God to be happy. You've got to do this for everything to come in line. You have nothing to do with it. Except receive him. As Jake did tonight or this evening, he received him as Lord and Savior. That's all you have to do. So when you understand that, it makes knowing and understanding the resurrection a more powerful thing because everything has been done for me. I will have the victory. I have been justified. I can't mess it up. If I'm born again, I can't mess it up. There's nothing that can pull me away from the love of God. It's a done deal. I don't have to ever pay. When I got that revelation, it almost made me mad to think how some denominations, and this denomination to the degree, people believe that you have to accomplish and you have to do, and I have to get up and I have to be good, and I can't do this and I can't do that, because if I do that, then God's going to be mad. And you don't want to do these things, but quit thinking about the things you don't do. See, when I was growing up, my mindset was, don't do the bad and you'll be okay. That's totally opposite. We're supposed to do the good and you'll forget about the bad. Because the resurrection has taken care of all of this. Go, if you will, I want to read this out. Go, if you will, to Romans chapter 5. All scriptures that you're familiar with, but we're not familiar with. It's amazing how you can read them and you continually get new stuff out of them. Chapter 5, verse 8, 9, 10, and 11. It says, but God demonstrates his own love towards us, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. There's that death, that blood that had to happen for this all to come about. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Because of what he did, I will not pay the debt. I mean, grab that, everybody, listen. You do not, you know, all this, we're going to go to heaven and get judged. Scratch that off. That's not even in the scripture. You are not the wrath. Where are you going to go? And he's going to look at your deeds, and he's going to see, and then he's going to take care of you. No, that we're perfect. Thank you, Lord. Because of the blood of Jesus. It goes on and it says, much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Because of the blood, because of the resurrection, I am living in a place where I will never be judged by God. All of my sins have been covered. All of my sins have been taken care of. Everything, you got to grab this. Everything is covered. That's why the grace message is so powerful, because I used to think about what I had to do. I used to feel terrible and walk in condemnation if I missed church. I used to, if I did something, said something about somebody, I used to feel horrible about what I said. You need to feel horrible, but that does not move your place with God. Because you need to deal with your bad and you'll reap what you sow. But it was different than that. It was like, will I, you know, people say, will you make it to heaven? Well, I hope so. Well, I can't do enough to get to heaven. I can't be perfect enough to get to heaven. I can't repent enough to be to heaven, go to heaven. You know, the scripture in 1 John 1:9, where it says that he's faithful and just to forgive you if you repent. Well, I understand that when I got born again. I mean, if I'm a sinner, Lord, thank you for forgiving me. You know, I repent, Lord, forgive me. Okay, it's done. After that, I don't have to, folks, listen. I don't have to ask for forgiveness. Did you hear me? I thank him that I've been forgiven. I understand I made the mistake. I repent of what I did. But to have to go to God every time I recognize I sin and to say, Lord, forgive me. No, that all happened. All this death and resurrection took care of all that. I don't have to. Because if I have to, then I have something to do with this. And I don't have anything to do with this. Study it out. Don't just take my word for it. Study it out and you will find, you won't find it. I have a new life. See, I don't have to walk in guilt and condemnation. 1 Peter 3:21 tells me that I have a clear, clean conscience before God. Well, how can I have that if I make mistakes? Because Jesus died for me and rose, and the Holy Spirit then come down to me and lives inside of me. That's the thing Scott was expressing to Jake. Jake, the Spirit of God lives inside of me. And he wants to live inside of you, Jake. All you have to do is just believe and receive, and he'll be there forever. And he said to Jake, he said, Jake, wouldn't you like to just, whenever you die, to spend your whole eternity fishing? Because he loves to fish. Oh, man, that'd be awesome. He said, then we can change that right now, and you can fish forever. Well, see, people grab when you come down to the level where they grab. The man likes to fish. I won't get to fish no more. Well, yeah, you can fish all you want. And part of the statement was, you mean I don't have to do anything? No, you don't have to do anything. Just believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Folks, that and so simple a message, but so deep, because our mind gets in the way. For so long I was taught wrong, and it's taken me so long to get to this place of understanding. It's done. When Jesus was hanging on the cross and he said, "It is finished," we went from the old covenant to the new.
Yes.
Think about it. In the tabernacle, there was no seat for the priest. Do you ever think about all the things that are in the tabernacle in the Old Testament? There wasn't a seat, because they had things they had to do without stop. They were not allowed to stop, because if they stopped, then they thought, the people would think that the work's done. What happened to Jesus when it was all finished? He sat at the right hand of the Father.
That's
right. See, folks, it's finished. See, the Old Testament was just symbolic of what's coming.
Really?
All the different things that went on was, this is what's coming. Folks, part of the New Testament that you read is actually still in the old. Until Jesus died and rose again, it was in the old. But when he died and rose again, the resurrection changed the outlook on everybody's life that just received him. And all we had to do was say yes. I was in a little Methodist church in Percy. I've told it so many times. And I can see it so vivid where I was standing. And I can see myself holding on. But when it's crazy how your mind and your body just fights the things of the Spirit. But I know the instant I let go, my life changed forever. I didn't know all that was going to be going on. I didn't have any teaching of what really went on. I didn't understand that when I was born again, he come inside of me. I didn't understand the Holy Spirit's what's supposed to direct me and guide me. But it's there, and it did, and it was. Through my whole life of living wrong, I had this feeling all the while, something's different than what it was. And I was only 12 years old. But something changed. And you all know what I'm talking about. Something changes in our life when the Holy Spirit comes around. And the Holy Spirit came around because of the resurrection. See, we have victory all of the time. But see, I have guilt and condemnation when I don't understand the Bible. But when I understand resurrection, I'm not to have any guilt. I'm not to have any condemnation. There is no, Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So anything that the enemy brings up, I'm supposed to say, no, that's covered by the blood of Jesus. Yeah, but do you remember what you did? Yeah, but that's covered by the blood of Jesus. Do you remember what you said? Yeah, but that's covered by the blood of Jesus. And I'm not going there. I'm not even thinking about that. It's covered. I am okay. How many have done something wrong in this church? Aren't you thankful that you're covered by the blood of Jesus? We all have a list of stuff. But oh, thank God that we're taken care of. See, we learn to really to live a whole new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we are new creatures in Christ. Old things have passed away. When? When you received him. But let's go back. When? When Jesus died, resurrected, you changed. He already knew you was coming. Did he not?
Yes.
He already knew the date, the time. He already knew what you did before. He already knew what you did the day after. He already knew that you was going to be receiving him. It was covered. But then for you, you instantly, when I was 12, wasn't a bad guy, but something supernatural happened to me when I received. The Bible tells me that I become a new creature. All my old ways have passed, because now I have a spirit inside me that's alive and well. I have the fullness of Christ. I'm all that I did before 12. I didn't do much before 12 that was bad. But I did a whole lot from 12 to 32 that I knew was bad. when I finally give my total life to him at 32. So what happened in that 12 to 32? Could I have went to hell? No. Because at 12, I genuinely give my heart to the Lord, and all of that was forgiven. Well, you know, I'm 66. And you know, if I live a few more years, I'm going to do some more stuff. Matter of fact, probably before I get out of this building, I'm going to think something I shouldn't think, which would put me in the wrong category, which would pluck out my eye, which would, let's go through the list of stuff that the old covenant talks about. But it's not there anymore because I'm born again. It's not there anymore because of resurrection. Resurrection, all the power of resurrection. See, we are to live in the Spirit that lives in us. John 14:16 says, he will give you another helper. I love that word another there. When you look it up in the Greek, it's A-L-A-S. Literally says the very same identical thing. So he will give you the very same identical helper. He will give you the Holy Spirit that is God. He will give you the Holy Spirit who is Jesus. He will give you the Holy Spirit who is the Holy Spirit. He will give you exactly, that's hard to even fathom, exactly the one that created the earth, the one that made this carpet, the one that made this wood, the one that, exactly what lives inside you. Galatians 5:14 says, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, how do I do that? Because of the resurrection, you've been given that love. Without the resurrection, you would never have had that love. Your sin was taken care of, but you didn't have anything after that. Just your sin was taken care of. Now, because of resurrection, I have love. You know, and if you cover that one, you're not going to do anything else on the side of the flesh. 2 Corinthians 9:8 literally says that he'll give you grace for everything you need. That's all part of that resurrection. Because that grace comes in that new covenant. That grace comes in that area of he died for you, he rose, resurrection. Now get the scene. He died. He went to heaven, and God said, now, go back down. Now go in every believer. Now go everywhere in every believer, and every believer carries the same power, and every believer can reach other people, and every believer can allow the manifestation to flow through them when they get the revelation of what they've got. It's like when we pray for this little boy. Now, I know for a fact that the enemy will come back and try to attack that little boy and try to get stuttering whenever he's nervous and carrying on. But I also know that God is faithful, and what took place, the seeds planted in, the seed will win in that situation. The wrong spirit will not take that over. Every one of us, just like the newbies, they're having a little bit of a battle. You just relax. God will take care of that. We had the whole church up here praying, everybody in agreement. The Bible tells us if it's just a couple get in agreement, we've got it. So we know it's coming. But how and why? Only through understanding that the resurrection brought the power inside of you. Yeah. Oh, what a change your life is. What a change. Galatians 2:20 is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Every believer can say that. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So anything that goes on in my life, good, bad, and ugly, I don't care what it is, God is there in it. He doesn't go off to the side. He didn't turn his head. He's always with me. He's always with you, no matter what is going on. And guess what? He's always going to get with you and be with you through it. Every time. We always think in our mind we won't make it. Sorry, you're going to make it. Every time you have the victory, he's inside of us. How could anything really destroy what can't be destroyed? Because see, this is not you. This is temporary. This is going to cause you problems. But you've got something inside you that is never, ever, ever going to leave you. Never, ever can be destroyed. And if this inside you can get this mind lined up with what's here, then this body is going to follow. until your days are numbered and your days are over. But you got to remember, it doesn't matter what you are going through, how bad things seem to look, how much pain you might be in some situations, you will come out the other side because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Grab that. When you're having a hard time, I will get through this. He can't, folks, he cannot destroy what's inside of you. Nobody can take that away from you.
That's right.
I mean, that's why back in the days, and even now, it don't happen in America, but overseas, people are dying left and right for Christianity. But you can't kill a Christian. You can get rid of this body, but a lot of us would just soon this body be gone anyway. You got to know that. And it's all because of the resurrection. It's all because of the resurrection. But see, when we learn to live in the Spirit, when we learn that it's not I, but it's Christ who lives in me, when you learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, then what you're doing is you're starving the old man. You're starving the one that give you all the problems. You're starving the one that occasionally wins and causes you problems. You're starving the one that says things he shouldn't say. You're starving the one that thinks things he shouldn't think. You're starving the one that has always caused you the problems. And the more you starve by living in the Spirit, the more you starve him, the weaker he gets and the least you see him. See, I was taught to concentrate on the things not to do. You can't go to the movie on Sundays. You can't drink beer. You can't do this. You can't do that. You'll get in trouble if you do this. You'll get in trouble if you do that. Well, there's truth in that, but that's all you think about. So what do you do when that's all you think about? You're drawn toward what you think about. The Bible tells us that your mind, oh, let me find it. I don't remember where it was at. I'll run across it here somewhere. But when you think on the things of the Spirit, you think on the things of the Spirit, the Bible says. When you think on the things of the mind, the flesh, you think on the things. I think it's in 2 Corinthians. You think on those things. 2 Corinthians 2, go there. I think that's where it's at. Y'all with me? 2 Corinthians 4. I know that's not it, but I want to read this. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. What's going on? You're starving the wrong side. You're starving that. When I don't think on these things and I think on the good things, this will go away. If I spend my time thanking the Lord for my day, thanking the Lord for every situation, if I spend my time reading the Word, if I spend my time singing praise music, if I spend my time thinking about helping people, if I spend my... All these things are in the Spirit, folks. All these things I'm talking about are in the Spirit. If you spend your time feeding that, you're going to find that the flesh will go away. Romans 8:5 says, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So, if I recognize that he died for me and I recognize the resurrection, then I recognize the Spirit from the resurrection come inside me, then I recognize that's what's supposed to lead me, then I recognize I need to be paying attention to that, and I recognize that's where I tune myself into, and I do that, my mind then is on the things of the Spirit, and in that I'm an overcomer, in that I have victory, in that I'm not planting bad seeds, in that I'm not worried about what I say or do. Folks, if I'm led by the Spirit, I'm not going to lie to you. If I don't lie to you or anybody else, then I don't have to think about my lie. And my conscience is clear, because if I live in the Spirit, I'm doing and saying and being, to the best of my ability, those things that are right in my life. And I don't. And somebody can say, but you did this and you did that. I can go, you must have misunderstood, because my heart's never to have been there. I didn't plan to get you. I didn't plan to say bad things. I didn't. That is not planned. I'll repent if I did, but I didn't. See, back before you're born again, you connive. You scheme. You have these mind games. One of the big things that goes on down to prisons, everybody's trying to set, all the guards are trying to set all the guards up to try to move up the ladder and do all the things they do. That's not the spirit of God. That's the spirit of flesh. Well, how do you know that? Because that's where their mind is at all the time. It's in the flesh. You following what I'm saying in this? But see, we have the victory. We don't have to let the flesh lead us. We can allow the spirit to lead us. We walk in the spirit. Galatians 5:22, everybody knows these. You walk in love. How do you do that? You're led by the spirit. You walk in joy. You walk in peace. You walk in patience. You walk in kindness. You walk in goodness. You walk in faithfulness. You walk in gentleness. You walk in self-control. You don't try to do that. You just relax and do that. Well, how do you relax and do that? By knowing death, burial, and resurrection, the Holy Spirit then is sent to you through it all, and you just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. You follow the direction of that nature that's really you. All becomes new in your life. Everything that goes on is new. See, he wants us to live a resurrected life. But he wants us to understand. I wish when I was younger I would have had a little bit of this. I didn't have any of this. I had it, but I guess it went over my head maybe. I don't know. But I can't imagine if I'd have been 13 or 14, 15, 16, 17, during those years when you're going through such struggle in your mind, that I would have had that you're supposed to live by this gut feeling. You're supposed to live by this feeling that's inside of you. You're supposed to live by the Spirit of God. You're supposed to know that he died. I knew he died. I knew he rose, but I didn't know that that was for me. Yeah. I knew the dying was for me, took care of my sins, but I didn't even understand that he took care of all my sins. I thought I had to repent. I thought I had to work. I thought if I did something bad, I was going to pay for it. He's going to get me. Yeah. Oh, I can't do that. He'll get me. God will get me. Mm-hmm. Oh, tornado comes through and it's an act of God. That wasn't an act of God. That was cold air and hot air coming together. I mean, come on. He gets blamed for everything. We've got to look at him like he really is. He's God that loves you. He's a God that sent his son to carry every sin, every heartache, every ache, every pain, all, you can't even fathom that. All, he took that all on the cross. He died. He bled for our sins. Had to be blood to take care of our sins. Then he rose, resurrection, and then God said, now, you stay here with me, and let's send the Spirit of God down with the people so they can then come with us later, that we can get everybody born again that we can, that everybody can help everybody. Everybody can be like you, Jesus, but everybody can do it. But we've been so under religion that we don't think we can do anything. Like Connie said earlier, we have authority over those spirits that are causing problems. We bind those spirits as holding up your situation. We bind those spirits as causing sickness. We come against that. How? Because of the resurrection, that authority has been given to you. You have to stand in it. And I like what Connie said earlier, we in the name of Jesus, but boy, tacking on Jesus Christ, really, there's an impact in that. Or say it, Christ Jesus. The deity of Christ, the power of Christ, every knee will bow to the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow. You have been reconciled. You have been justified. You have been taken care of. You are walking in forgiveness. That one's still hard for me, but I know it's true. To think that everything that I did has been forgiven, and everything that I'm going to do is already forgiven. I'm not light of that. I'm not just flippant of that. But I'm so thankful of that. Because I know I'm going to do things that I didn't mean to do, that I've been covered already by the blood of Jesus. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. Ephesians 2:10 says that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. See, folks, You are his workmanship. Jesus is here by the millions. He really is. He's here by the millions. If we'd all would just get in line and just go with the flow and do what he tells us to do. You know, and the thing about all of this, people, everything is about him. Everything that goes on in your life is about him. Everything you go through in life ultimately is about him getting glory. I don't care what's going on. Rick's it's so strong in me when I seen him Sunday, and I felt like the Lord said, this sickness is not unto death, but to his glory. Folks, I don't care what you're going through, what's going on in your life, he is in it, and he knows what's going on. And we've got to come to the place in our life where it doesn't make any difference what is going on. Take a deep breath and just go. See, I received Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's all I have to do. I believe what he died for, what he did for me, and that's all I really have to do. But what happens is I then start slowly living in the spirit realm more and more and more. I start starving the old guy that used to run me, and eventually that guy dies off to the place where I don't even know he's around. Oh, he tries to stick his head up occasionally. How many can say, I know that? But you don't give him credit for that. You just tell him, shut up. That's been dealt with. I've been forgiven. I'm moving on. I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit. I understand and I recognize all that's taking place in my life. See, it's all about meeting his needs. It's not about meeting your needs. It's all about his needs. See, he is everything. He is our life. He is our power. He is our victory. Resurrection gives us every bit of it. Without the resurrection, you would not have had any of it. But with the resurrection, you have everything. I think about the production, performance, whatever we want to call it, that's going to be going on. I mean, we show Jesus from the very beginning as a baby, all the way through the walk through his life, how he was slain and how he died and it was finished. But to me, the best part is when.
And it touches everybody. Yeah.
When that stone rolls away and that light comes on, and you know that you know that that right there represents exactly what took place. And because of that, I don't care what you do, folks. You're had. God's got you. Did you hear me? Well, yeah, but what if? No, I'm sorry. You're had. You are his. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. Nothing. We have all this stuff where, well, once saved, always saved. Yes, I believe that. If you're saved, you're saved. Well, yeah, but what if? No, there's no what ifs, because you can't go there if you're saved. Because then it becomes you that's in charge of your salvation, and you're not in charge of your salvation. He already did it already a long time ago. So when that rock rolls over, and that light pops on, that smoke rolls out, it's like, oh. Now, Betty and I are really relieved when it's the last night and we made it through all four productions. She looks at me, I look at her like, we made it again. Well, guess what? You made it again every day of your life. I don't care what's going on. Resurrection's got to be really, a revelation's got to hit your heart that what he did for us changed you forever. You're never going to be the same. So, you know, my suggestion to people to get born again is just relax. Let God take care of you. One of the things that Jake said, do I have to change? And Scott said, not one bit.
No, you want to, we'll change. Yeah,
not one bit. You're changed. You're changed. How did it happen? I don't know how it happens. It's all in the spirit realm. But it does happen. And it does happen instantly. When you say, yes, I believe that he died for me and he rose from the dead. Phew. He settled into my heart at 12. I've not been the same since. But you mature and you grow and you learn and you continue to mature and grow and learn. And the more you learn, the more excited you get about what you've got. And the more your life changes to what it's supposed to change to. He wants us to have an understanding that the resurrection, oh, it's inside of you. The power's in you. The very life of Jesus. Some of the songs we used to sing, this is the life. How's that go? How's that go? I got the life. I got the life of God in me. Oh, and we do. The very life of God is living inside each and every believer. And even if you're just a nasty old dude, you know what I mean? I mean, let's get serious. Because I knew somebody right then was thinking, yeah, but I know so-and-so. No, listen, don't judge nobody. Because he can be the most ornery cooch you know. But if he has Jesus in his heart, and if you don't see the manifestation, he's still going to be in heaven. Well, yeah, but why would God do that? Well, God didn't. He come in his heart. He chose to be an ornery. He chose to reap all this nonsense through his life. He chose to cause destruction around him. But, folks, that doesn't change the power of God.
That's right.
You know, it's so reassuring to know that God's even got you.
Yes, he does.
Let's all stand up.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Father, it's the resurrection. It's the power of God that the Father said, let's go down and let's just be in each and every one that will receive us. And then we'll get this job done and we'll call this quits. And we thank you, Father, that you live in us. And we thank you that we're going to just each day walk clearer and clearer and more in the spirit realm of what you want us to be, what you want us to do. And know that all we need to do really is just relax and trust in you and follow your leading in everything that goes on and know that it's that resurrection power that keeps us going from day to day. We thank you for it, Father. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. If you have prayer for anything, the elders will be up front for a little while.